Live from Papa G's. This, Mr. Ruyomi, is a re-recording of the Yomi that we did over Yom Kippur. Obviously, we could not record. Unlike in Rosh Hashanah in Uman, where they had Goyim to record the festivities, we did not have anyone recording for us on Yom Kippur. We are here at Papa G's, Rabbeinu Werner, Rabbeinu Rutner, Rabbeinu Wirtz, Big Max, and Rabbeinu Addis. And wish the other guys who also pulled it off this summer, Big Johnny Weinstein, Mickey Levinson, Strobes, I think all you guys, you're gonna have to come soon enough so that we could have another day in Papa G's, we could record again. I feel like I'm on WFAN where they used to, like, you know, they record from different restaurants and hotels and, like, hospitals. We're recording here from Papa G's. Anyway, we started last time. We're going to do it again. Sif Vav. Hayalavish betfilin v'hutzrach l'beis hakiseh. Sorry about the background sound. But nothing you can do about it. It's a restaurant. You're wearing your tefillin, and you have to go to the bathroom when? Balayla, at night. In those days, he used to wear tefillin all day, and they wouldn't necessarily take it off when it became night. They can't put it on when it's night. They wouldn't necessarily take it off, as you know. Or it was getting close to nightfall, and now when they have to go into the bathroom, by the time they'd come out, they would not be able to put the tefillin back on. So in this situation, Shein Shahus Lanicham Oda Chashiyeh. So this is not enough time to put the tefillin back on when they leave the bathroom. Lo Yikanes Bam Gilulin Bebigdo. Should not go into the bathroom like we saw in the previous sif with the tefillin wrapped up in his beged. Because in the situation where you would put the tefillin back on, they didn't make you go ahead and put it in, which we're going to see right now. We're going to see that in a situation where you can't put it back on, they're going to expect you to put it into a kli, as we'll see. And he says, "V'afilu lahashtin mayim," or even just to go into a bathroom to make a number one, the beis hakiseh kavua, in a regular permanent bathroom, you should not go ahead and have it wrapped up in his beged. So what should he do? Elakate said, Yaseh. What should he do in a situation where he's not going to be able to put the tefillin on? It's going to be nightfall, and he's not going to be able to put it on again afterwards. So therefore, they would not matir him to wrap it up just in his beged. Rather, Cholzon, he has to take it off. Umanichim bekli. He has to put it in a kli. Imayabotefa. He has to put it in a kli if there was a tefach to that kli to separate. Meaning, when it's a kli that is for the tefillin, to put the tefillin in, so that kli has to at least have a tefach separating the tefillin and the bathroom. Oh, the kli she'ena kilyan, but if it's a kli that's not the kli of the tefillin, afal pi she'en bo tefach, even though it does not have a tefach, that would also be good. And here, instead of putting it in your beged, you hold the kli in your hand, v'nichtas, and you go into the bathroom. Now you all might be asking, how come you don't go ahead and put it in a kli, the tall kli? So the truth is obviously that's ideal. But let's go on to the next sif, and he deals with that in the next sif. We're talking about a permanent bathroom in the sada, out in the fields. But if it's a beis hakiseh kavua that's in your house, then lo yachdisem klal. Then you should not bring it into that bathroom at all. Kevan sheyachol, since you can manicha b'makoyim hamishtamer. Since you can take it off, put it in a place where you have it hidden and protected and safe. So why would you take it into the bathroom? And Rishab Ruh will point out, let's look first at Chaf Dalet, and then we will go backwards. Mashma Klal, you shouldn't bring it in at all if it's in the house. The base, like you say, even in a bag, you should not bring it in. Even in a tefillin bag, check out the machzis hashekel. He writes, dimhein bekisan, if it's in a kis, it's in a bag. The nosnam bekis atafur b'malbusho, and he puts it in a kis that is sewed to his pants, i.e., a pocket. So kis, that kis in his pocket, ain't no kilyan. That's not considered the kli of the tefillin. Bahavi kli to kli, and it would be considered a kli to kli umuter. So here you see it. When must you put it in a kli to kli? When you stop bringing it into a bathroom, a base akise kavua in your house, you are not allowed to bring its filling in, unless it is, as we just saw, in the Shabura, in a kli bitol kli. So what was this halacha of, if it's close to nightfall, you have to put it in one kli, either a tefach, if it's the kli of the tefillin, or not a tefach, if it's not the kli of the tefillin? That's what is the beis hakisei kavua in the sada. So now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Go back to Chaf Aleph. Gilulim bebigdo. Gilulim bebigdo. The Mishnah Berurah here is saying, focusing on how when it's close to nightfall, you don't put it in, it's filling in, wrapped up in your beged. Rotsa lomar. This means to say, Mashahutar besifak hodem, that which they were matir in the previous sif, la'achson biyamino bebigdo, to hold it in your right hand in your beged, dafte kishiyesh lo shuhus, la'nicham odachakach. It's specifically where he has enough time to put the tefillin on after he would leave the bathroom. And therefore, lo'vitrichiu la'nicham bekli, they did not demand that he would put it in a kli. Well, they allowed him to put it in his beged, in his right hand. Masha'ein kein, the ain shahus, if it's not enough time before nightfall, or it's already nightfall, then they made him put it in a kli. Chavbeis, sifkot and chavbeis, ima yabot tefach, if it's the kli of the tefillin itself, it has to be at least a tefach, avak kasha'ein bo tefach. But if it's not a tefach, then batel, since it's the kli of the tefillin, it's batel agave a tefillin, because it is batel to the tefillin. Came into kilyam, because it's the kli of the tefillin. And therefore, asa lachnisa mezakise, and therefore you would not be able to bring it into the beis hakise if it is not a tefach. Now, if he has the kli in his hand, the one that he's allowed to, either the one that's the kli of the tefillin, it's a tefach, or if it's not a kli, less than a tefach, he can hold the kli in his hand, the yado v'nechnas. He can go into the bathroom. Now, why is he going to the bathroom? Why does he have to go into the bathroom? Especially since it's not a kli b'tol kli. So the reason why the umat is, shelo yitlu osom ovei drachim. Since it's in the sadeh, and we're concerned that he left it outside the bathroom, ovei drachim might jack the tefillin and sell it to Eichlers and make a big bucks on it. So therefore, they allowed him to go in to the bathroom, even though it's a beis hakisei kavua, since it's in a sadeh, in order to keep the tefillin close to your chest. Vayter. We did chav dalet. We'll now move over to chav hei. So, if it's a beis hakisei kavua in your house, so that, assuming you don't have a kli b'toch kli, you have to keep it in the makom ha-mishtamer. You put it in the makom ha-mishtamer in the house, and you don't bring it into the bathroom at all. Now, Shabura here talks about what we saw earlier. Ushar svarim. Other svarim. Any other svarim. Uksavim. And writings. Sheyesh ben shem. Must have shem Hashem. Imein bekis, if it's in a kis, shari lach nisan, if it's in a bag, or in a covering. It's in a covering. You can go ahead and bring it in to the bathroom. Doesn't need to be kli b'tol kli. However, we know we're machmer to bring it in a kli b'tol kli. Why? Because as we saw earlier, and we're going to see again, yeshom and devein and dafka, even for regular svarim, dafka tik b'toch tik. You need to have a bag inside a bag. You need to have, and remember earlier, one of them has to be not the kli of the tefillin, because if they're all klis of the tefillin, even five coverings is like one. Himself, he kind of says, like he said, you need to have a tik b'toch tik, a kli b'toch kli. Who could allow, like we saw earlier, the tefillin. Right? We saw earlier, like tefillin. The minag, I don't even know if it's malacha, the minag, is to be machmir for other svarim, even if it's not made on a cloth, even if it's not parshios of tefillin. As long as it has Shem Hashem on a loose leaf paper, you should have it in a kli b'tol kli. Or a little sidur, kli b'tol kli. Now he says, but Sefer Torah, asur b'chol gadol. Sefer Torah is asur no matter what. No matter what, even if it has kli b'tol kli.
And even if Ovid Rachum can come and take it?
It seems like, because of Bashari Tshuva, the Osan HaMalbishin, HaTinokos, those people that put on their babies a kaniya, these amulets, shekos of Sheamus b'klaf, that have on a cloth, they have a little Sheamus of Hashem on these cloth, and it's on like some type of necklace on the baby. So he says, you gotta be careful. Sarach li zayr shiye kli b'tol kli. You have to make sure that that's on him, on the baby, as a kli b'tol kli. Why? Kevan shatanikos nifnin, since the tinokos make number twos, ba'odom aleihem, when it's on him. So obviously you're talking about a baby is already making, like 9 months old, he's already making serious bowel movements. So then, since he's wearing this thing, with Shem Hashem on a little piece of cloth, on his chest, you would have to go ahead and put it in a kli, b'tol kli. Ad kan, sif zayin. Don't worry, we're gonna continue, but it seems like they don't wanna bring more food, because they see us learning Torah. So we're gonna take a little break, but don't hang up. We're gonna keep going. We're only up to the 13 minute mark. We'll break it at 20. But right now we're gonna break it for the Liv and the London Broil and the Entrecot and the Pagio, which we just had. And we'll see. Big Mike is a big fan of the sweet potato with the chili sauce. I do that at my house every once in a while. And we'll continue soon. Unfortunately, some new groups just came into Papa G's that they seem to be catering to before us. Being that we're already on our second round, they think that we can wait, which we can, because we can continue with Yomi. And we are now up to Sif Ches. Im Shachach Tfilin, if you forget your Tfilin, Virosho, on your head. The Asa Be'em Tzrachav, and you go to the bathroom. So again, we're talking here, we're used to wear Tfilin all day. And you were so into your Sugya, and you went to the bathroom, that you just forgot to take off your Tfilin. And then, as you're making, and it's coming out, your number two, you realize that your tefillin is on your head. So what do? Maniach yado, then you put your hand on top of your tefillin. Ad sheyigmor amud arishon, until you finish your first round. Now, we're not talking about the first round of Papa G's here. we're talking about the first round of an, of your number two in the bathroom. And what you have to, since you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Chavav, Ad Sheyigmor, what you do is you have to finish your number two with your tefillin on and you cover your tefillin. Why? The Amud HaChozer, if you pull it back in as it's coming out, your number two, your bowel movement, maybe Ha'adam Lidei Hadroken. You're gonna bring yourself to a serious stomach ailment, and therefore you cover your tefillin and let the first round go out. As same thing would be if you're making a number one, the Silon HaChozer, he says, if it's a urination, if you're urinating, number one, and you pull it back in as it's coming out, or you hold it up, maybe Adam Lidei Yerokon, if you come to some type of green illness, you start getting green. Not like green like Esther, green. This is like an illness green. So therefore, what you do is, as the Shulchan Aruch said, Yemaniach Yado Alein Ad Sheyigmor Amud HaRishon, so you finish that first round, and the Yotze, you go out of the bathroom quickly, V'Cholzon, and you take off your tefillin, V'Cholzon V'Nichnas, and you come back into the bathroom to finish up your number two, or your number one. Sif Tes, Mutter L'Roifei Likach Ogit Shel Meiraglayim. It is permissible for a rofe to take a bedpan, something that's holding a kli that's holding urine, Shel Meiraglayim, urine, the yado in his hand, and he could have his tefillin berosho. However, Bal Nefesh will be machmer not to do such a thing. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Rofe Likach, the Rofe can have his tefillin on while he is carrying this bedpan. And as we're going to see coming up in the next Sif, that when we talk about Hesach Hadas in tefillin, doesn't mean that you have to be mamish thinking about the tefillin every second, although it sounds like that way because it always says, Chayiv Adam L'mashmesh B'tfillin. That's just to keep you focused on every once in a while so that you don't divert your attention to something that is not tefillin appropriate. So therefore, if you're working and you're a doctor, you would still be able to wear tefillin as long as you basically know and you have an awareness that your tefillin is on. Obviously, we today don't do it because our heads are full of schmutz, and it would not be a good idea for us to be wearing our tefillin all day, regardless of the bathroom situation. Just what's going on, our head is bathroom-like, unfortunately, and therefore we don't wear tefillin all day. But a doctor, he would be able to wear it even if he's holding his bedpan, not his bedpan, the bedpan of someone else. That's what he says in Mishnah Berurah. He has his bedpan to be bodei the chol. These take urine samples in those days also. There ain't sarach lachloitz as a tefillin. He doesn't have to take off the tefillin in order to hold the bedpan. And the case in question that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from is from a Rajba, a Chuvas Harajba, that was dealing with a rofe. It's anyone who had a reason to be holding a bedpan. Saying he would apply to all people. And once again, a Baal Nefesh would be machmir if he could not to wear your tefillin for it. Adkan, we continue. Now, you're going to be getting it as tomorrow's Yomi, but we're really doing the next two rounds of Yomi, a lot of rounds and a lot of different issues. Rounds of Yomi, rounds of the bathroom, rounds of the Papa G spread. We're going to be going to the next round of Yomi tomorrow, even though we're waiting for the next round in Papa G's to continue the next Yomi. Hope you know what I'm talking about, but if not, it's irrelevant. You could have really just skipped the last 2 minutes.